To my friends with chronic pain or illness, I see you trying to be strong and trying so hard to stay positive. I see you wearing a smile on your face even though inside you're falling apart. I see you downplaying your symptoms when others ask how you're doing to avoid sounding like you're complaining. You wouldn't want to come off as ungrateful. After all, doesn't scripture say we should do all things without grumbling and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for us? I'm aware of how much energy it takes to hide the pain so well that others don't know how much you are suffering. It is exhausting. They say we carry it well, and we take that as a compliment. After all, we don't want to be a burden. Our family and friends have enough on their plates. It is better to persevere in silence so as to not draw attention to ourselves or cause our loved ones to be worried or upset, isn't it? This morning, as I was driving, my feet on fire, I thought, God must think I'm stronger than I am to be able to endure this pain for a lifetime. Would you believe at that exact moment the song Strong Enough by Matthew West began playing on the radio? These lyrics resounded in my ears. I know I'm not strong enough to be everything that I'm supposed to be. I give up. I'm not strong enough. Hands of mercy, won't you cover me? Lord, right now I'm asking you to be strong enough. Strong enough for the both of us. Hear me on this. You are a warrior. Not because you can carry this on your own, but because you are willing to lay down your pride, admit your weaknesses, and invite them to draw you closer to Christ and into community. You do not have to suffer alone. You weren't meant to carry the burden yourself. Human suffering is universal because it was meant to be shared. We are called to do life in community, to carry each other's burdens, and in this way fulfill the law of Christ. Allowing others into your story is not burdening them. It is gifting them with the opportunity to live out their faith. To remain silent is to miss out on connecting over shared experiences, to receive empathy, to grow in compassion, and to be refined in the presence of other believers. To carry the burden alone is to deny access to someone else who can minister to your heart. It is to miss out on experiencing God's grace in ways you never would have known through trying to do it all on your own. God's grace is sufficient for you. His power is made perfect in your weakness. Relationships are strengthened through vulnerability. Our faith thickens the more we learn to trust Him. Through His strength, we can do for today what would appall us if we knew we had to keep it up for a lifetime. It is a moment-by-moment dependence on the Holy Spirit, a daily leaning on God and surrendering to His work within us. Your time will come when someone else, trying hard to be positive with a smile on their face or not, will need you, and you will be there, ministering to her just as you were ministered to, pouring out the love and comfort of Christ that you received to others. Like Gideon, you are a mighty warrior, not for what you can do on your own, but what for God can accomplish through you. When you come out of hiding and trust Him, He will use your chronic pain or illness to bless others and build up His kingdom. The testimony of the afflicted speaks volumes. Those who proclaim Jesus is enough when comfort and ease are lost present a case for Christianity that is not easily forgotten. Call to action. If this letter resonated with you, please share it using the social media icons at the end of the post on my blog. If you'd like to dive deeper into the topic of pain and brokenness and how they can propel us toward healing and wholeness, click the link at the end of my post to join me for a free 5-day blog and audio series titled The Unexpected Gifts of Pain. In this series, we'll explore how physical and emotional pain can lead to unexpected gifts of peace, purpose, growth, gratitude, and joy, as well as draw us closer to God and others. The next 5-day series will run from Monday, May 24th through Friday, May 28th. You can sign up on my blog to reserve your spot.